Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as revised July 30th, 2012.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the revised agenda for this evening? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our July the 2nd and July the 16th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our July the 2nd and July the 16th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Give your voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'd like to have a motion for the approval of the finding of the facts.
Again.
July the 2nd and July the 16th.
Again, so moved.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Second.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts for July the 2nd and July the 16th. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those here with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address all of the statutory factors. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must be first directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for the consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listener or old business, please understand that no new evidence or testimony will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed on and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
Case number 11015, Steve Loeffler, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Blue Teal Road, being Lot 28 within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Daryl Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, too. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Loeffler. He is seeking a variance from the side yard setback on a lot he has in Swan Keys. His goal is to build a retirement home there. And the lots are rather narrow. With the existing setbacks, he only has a 20-foot width in which to build as far as a new home. And it's just very difficult for him to get the plan that he needs for him and his wife in the retirement home and get the living space they need on the first floor. They have already moved one bedroom upstairs to try to relieve it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Let's see. He does feel that it's necessary for this variance to enable reasonable use for him and his wife to, as a retirement home. This is no fault of their own. They haven't done anything to create this issue. It does not have a negative impact on the community. It's very similar to other projects in the community. It doesn't affect their neighbors negatively in any way. And this variance helps or represents the least amount we would need to do to get a nice floor plan. Getting a 20-foot width, it's very tough to get a rancher floor plan once we get into the 24, 25-foot range. We're able to work out bedrooms and hallways a lot better.
Moving the old one out and put a new one in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What size was the old one?
The old one, I believe it was 22 and change. It was a mobile home. They call it 24, but they're not quite that wide.
Okay. Yes, sir. You're showing on your on your drawing here, your survey, that you have a shed there. Okay, it looks like it's attached now. You're not getting a variance there because unattached under 600 square feet, you only need a 5-foot setback. Is that going to be attached to the?
It is attached to the house, yes, sir. In the past, it has been something that we haven't been required to get a setback or to get a variance on. At least that's my understanding. I may be mistaken in the code.
I think you're mistaken.
Okay, sir.
Cannot be attached.
If it's attached, then you'd have to come back here for another variance.
Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate it. We'll definitely take that under advisement.
And I was told it was not attached. It says okay.
Okay.
Well, there's two people here now. You're going to get back to us with that, or
I'm going to
make sure it's going to be unattached.
Yes, sir. They would like it attached, so I would have to come back for another meeting. I would have to reschedule for that.
Right.
That portion.
So another $400.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Just so you know.
Are there any further questions from other members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,015. Because the property is unique in size, it's 40 foot wide. The variance will enable reasonable use of the property. The situation was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. And the variance sought is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we will approve case number 11,015. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,015 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.